Everyone, welcome to our show. And today we're looking at another TOEIC article, and it says how to motivate your employees. So before the last day, we were learning about this person being employee of the year.
That's right.
Now we're turning it around. When you're the boss, how you can motivate your employee? How can you motivate the people that are working for you?
Wow, very interesting. She's Tiffany, I'm Mike, and we're here to motivate you. Absolutely, as you said, motivating is something that managers or bosses often have to do with the people who work under them. To motivate someone is basically just to get them to do their best, to get them moving, to get them trying, to get them working hard, all right? So coaches and team captains will motivate the players in a sports team. Your mom might have to motivate you to get out of bed and go to school on a cold day. And of course, we have to motivate ourselves. We can't sit around in our pajamas playing video games all the time. As much as we might want to, we gotta get up, we gotta go to work, go to school, go to the gym, brush your
teeth. Get things done.
Do all of those things that you need to do because they're good for you, or if you don't do them, bad things can happen. So bosses need to know how to motivate their employees. And saying to the employees, do a good job or I'll fire you, is not the best way to motivate your workers or your employees.
No.
So we're going to be looking at some slightly healthier ways, more useful and positive ways to motivate your employees. Good advice for workers and bosses and everyone.
Future bosses.
Yep, everyone who's going to have a job. So let's check out the article.
Reading. How to motivate your employees. Being a company owner likely means you love coming into work every day. However, the same isn't always true of your employees. In fact, a 2015 survey found that 31% of workers aren't satisfied with their jobs. Thankfully, there are things managers can do to motivate any employee. One way to get employees to work harder is to give them incentives. This could be a bonus for meeting or exceeding sales goals, for example. Set small weekly goals. If employees meet the goals, treat them to a meal or have a small party at work. Next, let workers know that you trust them. You can do this by not micromanaging their work. Otherwise, they might feel as if they're being treated like children. Last but not least, remember to motivate individuals on a case-by-case basis. Treat them as individuals, not just as a team. Ask employees what they personally like and dislike. Listen to their ideas so that they feel valued at the company. With all these tips in hand, your employees should feel more motivated than ever before.
All right. As we said, motivating is something that leaders have to do to their followers, or bosses might have to do to their workers. And the first sentence of our article explains that idea, basically. Being a company owner likely means you love coming into work every day. Yeah, if you own a company, if you've put your own money and your own life into your company, well, you probably have a very serious passion for this business, for this job, for this company. It's something that you've decided to do, but maybe not everyone who works in the company has the same passion, the same feeling as you.
That's true. And especially if it's a company owned, of course, you have a lot of passion for it, but you also have to try to let the people who work for you feel that same passion.
Right.
Which is not that easy.
No.
All right, so it says in the article, however, the same isn't always true of your employees, right? In fact, a 2015 survey found that 31% of workers aren't satisfied with their jobs. Hmm. So that means 31% of workers are not happy with their jobs.
Yeah.
And how do people know this? Well, they did a survey. Hmm. Now, a survey is spelled S-U-R-V-E. Why? It's a noun and it's an activity. It can be written down on a paper or it can be used online on the computer. It's an activity where many people are asked a question or a series of questions. Mm-hmm. And the point of a survey is to gather information about what most people think or do. So, for example, if you're doing a research report, mm-hmm. you can probably make a survey and ask people about different things. Then what you do is you gather this information to use in your research report. Or we also even see surveys when we go to restaurants, right?
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the meal, the waiter or waitress will ask you to fill out something. That's mm-hmm. a survey. And it just asks us what we think about the meal, if mm-hmm. the service is good, what we think about the price, and just the overall experience of eating at this restaurant. Now, usually, surveys are good for people doing research, they're good for restaurants, they're good for a company because it helps them improve or do better. Now, for example, we can say Melissa's survey showed that people prefer chocolate ice cream more than vanilla.
Mm,
I don't think
right.
we need a survey to know that, but...
No. I guess if you're eating ice cream by itself, chocolate is more popular. But vanilla is popular when you have it with other things.
Oh, yes.
Anyways, the other important thing, of course, to know about a survey is that you have to ask lots of people, right? Mm-hmm. You don't ask three people and decide that this is true for everyone. No, good surveys will ask thousands of people to get a real sense of what people want. Because if you ask just 2 or 3 or 100, that might be true for a small group, but not true for everyone. So surveys are usually done with lots of different people involved. All right, back to the article. Thankfully, so we know that a lot of workers are unsatisfied or unhappy in their jobs. But then as we read on, it says, thankfully, here's the good news. Thankfully, there are many things managers can do to motivate any employee. So yes, it's true, 3 out of 10 workers might not be happy with their jobs, but the good news is that for managers, there's a lot of things they can do to change that and get maybe 1 out of 10, 10% of employees to be unsatisfied.
Or to be happy.
To be happy.
Yeah.
To be unhappy.
Oh,
1 out of 10, yeah, and have most of your workers be happy. And of course, as a manager, that is a good goal. That's what you'd like. You'd like all of your workers to be happy and to be, you know, pleased to go to work and positive about their job. Managers, this noun basically means a person who is responsible for organizing, managing, running, keeping the business going. It's a boss. Basically, the manager could be the owner of the company, or they can just work for the company, but they're a leader in the company in some way. They have people under them working for them. For example, my father was a district manager at a shoe company.
Oh, okay, so he managed this area.
Yeah, he wasn't really, but that's just the example sentence.
Now, we see the word motivate here. Now, we talked about motivate a lot earlier. Now, let's take a look at the meaning. It's a verb and it means to give someone a reason for doing something. Okay, so, you're playing in a basketball game. It is the championship game, meaning if you guys win this game, you will be the champions. You will be number one. Now, will you work hard and play your best or will you be like, whatever? No way, right? You will want to play your best. So winning this game or winning championships motivates you to play your best. For example, we can also say, our teacher gave out special rewards as a way to motivate us to read more.
All right, so let's look at some of the positive ways you can motivate your your workers, your staff. It says one way to get employees to work harder is to give them incentives.
Oh.
All right, an incentive is kind of like a prize, kind of like a goal, something that basically if you do the job, if you do really well, even extra than you should, something good will come to you. You'll get more money, you'll get extra days off, you'll get some kind of special benefit, some kind of special thing. The incentive is what is sort of driving you or pushing you along. Remember back in the old cartoons, right, you had the guy riding behind the slow donkey, and he holds the carrot right in front of the donkey's nose, and the donkey is always trying to get that carrot. Well, that's his incentive. Your parents might say, you know, if you do really well and get 100 on your test, you'll get to play extra video games this weekend.
Or you get more money for your allowance.
We'll take you out for pizza. You know, something you really like, and that's going to kind of push you on a little bit more to try a little bit harder. Mm. That's one way.
Yeah, I think that's actually a great way to actually push employees to do better, to do more.
Sure, why not?
I've had to participate in some incentives before, and I really think it really motivates
people. It's nice to have a little goal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, next, the article says, this could be a bonus for meeting or exceeding sales goals, for example.
Yeah, salespeople often have incentives. Yeah, so one of these incentives could be a bonus. And a bonus is usually extra cash, extra money. So they kind of say, you know, if you sell 100 of these things, you'll get this much money. But if you sell 200 of these things, you'll get even more money, more than you expect, more than you should get on your contract. So that's why it's a bonus. It's extra from what you would normally expect. And salespeople, people whose job it is to sell things for the company, will get these bonuses if they exceed their normal sales target.
That's right. When you exceed something, this verb means to go beyond or more than the amount that you need. So, for example, if you have a goal, you can even exceed that goal beyond what you set for yourself, or you can even exceed somebody's expectation. It means to do better than what people expect you to do. And we talked about salespeople. Usually they have sales goals or sale goals. Now you can exceed this goal and do even more and to show your boss or your company that, hey, look, I can do this. I'm very good at doing these things.
There you go. And these goals, these incentives, these bonuses don't just have to be for like a month or for a year. It says set small weekly goals, all right? So even little bonuses that you give on the Friday of every week just to get people working a little bit harder. If it's something that a bonus that I'm only going to see at Chinese New Year when I get my Hongbao, it might not motivate me in the middle of July.
Right.
But if I know at the end of this week I can get a little bit of a bonus, a few thousand dollars or some coupons for a great restaurant or something, that might be enough to get me to work hard week after week after week. Or weekly, as we see in our vocab word. Weekly is an adjective. It just means happening every week. All right, so if something goes on every week, it's a weekly event, it's a weekly activity. You might even, you know, say, oh, I joined a weekly basketball league. We play every Sunday afternoon. The games are held weekly.
You can also even say monthly as well,
if
it happens once every month. And of course, we can go even daily for every single day, or yearly for a longer period of time.
True.
All right, so next in the article says, if employees meet the goals, treat them to a meal or have a small party at work. So
there
that's right. If people do good, you should actually say something, or you should actually do something to show that you're grateful or to show appreciation. So you can treat them to a meal. It means that you can buy your employees maybe dinner or lunch. You can let them have a free dinner, free lunch. Or you can even have a small party at work where people don't have to work on a Friday afternoon or something. That really actually makes a huge difference, I think.
You don't have to give out a new car to the best employee all the time, but a little pat on the back, a little reward goes a long way. A long way to making employees feel happy in their job. Next, it says, next, let workers know that you trust them, right? Bosses have to trust the workers. You can do this by not micromanaging their work. This is a problem that a lot of bosses fall into. Sure, it's the boss's company. The boss's name is above the door, all that stuff. But some bosses then start to think, I got to be in charge of everything. I got to make sure everyone's doing their job. I don't think they can do it as well as I can. The boss starts to micromanage. Basically, you're looking over the shoulder of your employees at everything they do and say, why are you doing that? Don't forget to do that. Don't forget to do that. It's really annoying. And it also
makes stressful.
And it also makes the workers feel that the boss thinks I'm an idiot. I know how to do my job. The boss doesn't have to micromanage, doesn't have to be looking over my shoulder at everything that I do, because that makes employees unhappy and they feel the boss doesn't trust me. The boss thinks I'm dumb and I can't do it, but I can. So if the boss would just leave me alone, give me some trust, empower me, I will do a great job for them because I want to do a great job for them.
That's right. I think there's a difference. They said that there's a difference between being a leader and there's a difference than being like a boss or like a, you know, someone. They said that if you're a leader, you motivate people, you want people to do well. But if you're, you know, a boss or something and you're, if you're not a great leader, it means like you want to control everything. So being a boss is really tough. You have to find the right balance. But try not to micromanage. I think that's actually very important.
Everyone will be happier.
Yes, it's very stressful. All right, next, the article says, otherwise the employees, they might feel as if they're being treated like children. No. That's right. When you're being micromanaged, everything is, the person is looking over your shoulder. You feel like, okay, you know, I'm an adult, but why am I being treated like a child? So it makes people feel unhappy. Now, we see the word here, otherwise, is an adverb, and it means we used this to say that one thing does not happen or it's not true, and that maybe something else will happen, but it's usually in a negative or in a bad way, okay?
Kind of like or else.
Yeah, exactly. Or in Chinese, 不然, something will happen. Sample sentences, you better write it down now or else you will forget it, or otherwise you will forget it. So you see, we can use otherwise or we can use or else.
That's right. It said treat your staff well, or sorry, trust your staff. Otherwise, they'll think that you look at them as if they are children. And this phrase, as if, is used to describe how something seems to be. It might not be the way it is in reality, but that's the way it seems to be. That's the way it looks, at least from the surface, before we start to investigate it more closely.
And then the article says, last but not least, remember to motivate individuals on a case-by-case basis. We saw the phrase last but not least, and it means this thing is in the last order, but it doesn't mean it's less important. So we can use this in writing or you can use this in a speech to say, this is the last thing I want to talk about, but it's not the least important thing I want to talk about.
And we also had the word individual there, on an treat individuals on a case-by-case basis. Here, individual is being used as a noun. It can be used as an adjective, but here it's a noun. Basically, an individual is a single person or a single thing. It's not a group, it's not two, it's not three, it's one. And we often use this in a more formal way to talk about people, all right? For example, you could say, we're giving away free gifts. Each individual gets one free gift, all right? So each person gets one gift. You don't come as a group. You don't get more than one. One gift for one individual, one free thing for one person.
That's right. And we saw that this happens on a case-by-case basis, which basically is a phrase that means that it depends on the situation. So a case means like a situation. It depends on the situation, and it depends on maybe the worker and what they did and stuff like that.
Okay.
So on a basis, for example, we could say workers who are employed on a temporary basis means that they are here not for long term, okay, not for a long time, but only for a short term.
And it also changes, right?
Yeah,
when you talk about a something-something basis, that means this is the situation, but it can change if things do change as well. All right, let's get back to the article, wrap it up. What does it say there?
It says, treat them as individuals, not just as a team.
They're people.
Exactly, they're humans. We have feelings. Ask employees what they personally like and dislike.
And once you ask them, listen to their ideas so that they feel valued at the company. That's right. People who work in your company are not like the machines that work in your company. You just plug in the machine, it does the job. If the machine isn't doing the job, you replace it with a new machine. No, these are people, these are individuals. They all have feelings, they all have different things that motivate them, different desires, different strengths as well. So you really need to get to know the employees well, trust them, motivate them, train them well, and then let them do their jobs.
That's right. And lastly, the article says, with all these tips in hand, your employees should feel more motivated than ever before.
And they should feel happier in their jobs,
exactly,
too. And that will make them more motivated as well.
All right, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, so our chat question is all about...
Motivation. Mm-hmm. And it says, what is one thing that motivates you and why? That's actually a really great question. I think for me, most of the time, I think now that we're adults and that we're working now, money motivates me because you have to earn money in order to pay off your bills and in order to, you know, pay for things that you need in your life.
Absolutely. And not only will money give you more stuff, you know, more things, more power to buy things with or a bigger bank account, but money also shows that the company, your boss, values you and thinks you're worth something. I think another thing that motivates me is just, well, I guess I would call it praise, but I don't want something, you're so good, you're the best, we love you, you're the greatest at your job. No, but just if occasionally the boss says, you know, good job. You're doing really well, we're happy with everything you're doing, that's also good, you know. You don't have to get a love letter from your boss every day, but a little pat on the back, a little, we notice what you're doing and we think it's great. Keep working. We're glad you're with us. That kind of thing.
Just small little bits of, I think, appreciation.
Absolutely.
Really motivates people and makes them feel good because it makes them feel like, okay, we've been doing a good job. Mm-hmm. And
the boss notices.
Yeah, we need a little bit of appreciation every now and then.
There you go.
Even for students as well.
Yeah, we're not saying that being a good boss, a good leader is easy, but it's also not the most impossible thing to do. It's a bit of an art. It's a bit of a skill. But like with a lot of things, if you take a little bit of time, pay a little bit of attention and care, it'll probably seem a lot easier than it actually is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed our article, and we'll see you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
How to motivate your employees. Being a company owner likely means you love coming into work every day. However, the same isn't always true of your employees. In fact, a 2015 survey found that 31% of workers aren't satisfied with their jobs. Thankfully, there are things managers can do to motivate any employee. One way to get employees to work harder is to give them incentives. This could be a bonus for meeting or exceeding sales goals, for example. Set small weekly goals. If employees meet the goals, treat them to a meal or have a small party at work. Next, let workers know that you trust them. You can do this by not micromanaging their work. Otherwise, they might feel as if they're being treated like children. Last but not least, remember to motivate individuals on a case-by-case basis. Treat them as individuals, not just as a team. Ask employees what they personally like and dislike. Listen to their ideas so that they feel valued at the company. With all these tips in hand, your employees should feel more motivated than ever before. Vocabulary Review. Survey. We should do a survey to find out how happy our customers are with our latest products. Manager. Vincent was chosen as the new department manager, as he has worked here the longest. Motivate. The boss motivated his workers by telling them they were doing a great job. Weekly. We have weekly meetings in which we discuss how our sales are doing and what we can improve. Otherwise. You need to go to bed now. Otherwise, you'll be tired at work tomorrow. Individual. Although we work in teams at this company, the boss pays attention to each individual too.